worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
There are some holes. It doesn't matter how big your backhoe. You are not digging your way out of there.
Mickey.
I hate children. Haven't we figured this out yet?
And Lazy E.
I kept punching him to find religion. I found it.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Trump's doctor did not have anything good to say about us. That is for sure. Topical to start out this episode of A Freak Accident. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Crisco. I am the host. Some people have said, unfortunately. In fact, all people have said, unfortunately. And I am joined by my team, which includes Lazy E.
When you ask the doctor, did you say, doctor, doctor, give me the news?
Yes, but I left out the last part because he doesn't need to know that. That'll just be a secret of my heart forever.
It's HIPAA.
And of course, Mickey's here as well.
Although I am not all people, I am one of those people that says unfortunately.
Oh. Wait.
What?
What?
You're confusing me.
I get that you don't like that you have to put up with me.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part.
Ouch.
I still owe her money, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, and you owe me money, too.
Woohoo! Getting rich tonight.
Oh, man.
Quick, what's that?
Oh, God, he's gone.
I wish I had like a trap door I could just slip through and get right on out of here. AFreakAccident.com is the website. Feel free to send an email to freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Great episode today. Great.
Got a question.
The greatest.
You said you wish you had a trap door so you could get out of here. Would it really be a trap door if it's used to
escape? It'd be an escape hatch.
Yeah, I was going to say. It wouldn't be a trap.
Right.
It would be a trap if you put it under me and Mickey's.
It'd be a trap for you guys because then the room catches fire after I'm gone.
Oh, man.
Surprise.
I mean, you ruin your house, so surprise on you.
Yeah, I got insurance. It'll be fine.
Jeez. Pretty morbid start. All right.
Yeah, I love that shirt, by the way.
Yeah, Voltron.
Yes.
Mickey had no idea.
Nope, no clue.
Yeah, big surprise.
Voltron? Really? You didn't know Voltron?
No, I have no idea.
I thought that would be like just the right level of obscurity that it wouldn't like, that she would know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever notice that about her? Like there are certain things where like she's unaware of mainstream thought, but there are some things that are obscure enough that she's heard of them.
Last week, she pulled out that, what was the word? I couldn't even remember, but it was like a word that we were like, go back to the podcast section of freakaccent.com. You could hear it.
Mickey lives in like the Bermuda Triangle, and every once in a while, a boat or a plane will slip through.
Oh, it
never comes back out again, but it does breach the barrier.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you were putting up a hova.
Was it that or was it Illuminati?
Nah, hova.
Some people would say Illuminati. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because people have said Jay-Z's part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, him and Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Of course, like, the whole thing is, if you know a person is a part of the Illuminati, aren't they doing it wrong?
You know, that's a neat way to tease what we're going to be talking about later, shower thoughts.
Ah.
That's a shower thought right there.
My shower thoughts are way different than that. Most of them center around, why is this so dirty?
Oh. You see, mine normally are, when did that mark get there? Huh. Interesting.
Similar, so then. Similar to mine.
Kind of. Don't go to the doctor. Don't want to find that out.
Yeah, no, skip that. Skip right on over that.
Yeah. No.
Did we mention that we still have stickers to give away?
We do.
Yeah. And I've become more efficient at that as well. Now that I have this fancy printer. In my home office/closet here. I will print your stickers out post-haste and your letter and different things like that. So if you send us an email with your physical mailing address in it, you'll get those stickers for free, and you can use them to deface public property and things of that nature.
Freaks@AFreakAccident.com.
I'm surprised, Lazy E, that you're here in one piece after your trip out to the Steelers game.
Oh, It was great. It was great.
I mean, because not only did he go to a Steelers game in the playoffs wearing Bengals gear, but he wore Jacksonville Jaguars gear on over it. So he was just going for like the double insult, as it were. Yeah.
Well, the funny, there was all Jaguars fans in front of me, so I'm high-fiving them. We're having a great time. It was awesome.
Just watching the Steelers lose.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, to be fair, everybody was cool there. Like, there was no fights.
Well, that's
nothing
good.
Like that, which, that's awesome.
So was, like, proofreader in a sea of Jaguars fans?
In front of her, but everywhere else.
Oh, okay.
It was all Steelers.
I'm just picturing him, like, shaking his butt in her face as the Steelers are just getting slowly decimated on the field.
Now, I did the
and
right...
And she's just sitting there, like, with her head kind of bowed somberly, and he's doing, like, the butt dance right next to her. You know what I mean?
I did the right thing. I just smirked. It was that. It was just, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
So maybe his double whammy thing worked, wearing the Bengals gear and the Jaguars gear.
You know, it's funny because...
Maybe you're responsible for them being so freaking awful in that game.
Well, no, they came back. It was a close game. It was 45-43 at the end, but me and my friends do when we watch Bengals games, we use reverse psychology to try to win games. Like, I wore the opposite gear of the Steelers, the opposite team won. When we watch Bengals games, we'll be like... Yeah, go Steelers. Woo. And we were like, come on, Jets.
Yeah, but the Bengals still always lose, so that doesn't really work.
It worked once.
Okay.
I love how football fans always think they're going to win the game and it's not the players on the field.
All right, yeah, because they're wearing their lucky socks, sitting in their lucky position on the couch.
Yes.
Funny.
Eating the lucky potato chips from their lucky bowl.
It's cheese and meat. That's what we eat every time, Pepsi. But... There was this thing that came out, I forget, it was from Psych Central, that said 40% of fans believe wearing a costume and face paint affect the end of the game.
Football fans are a superstitious and cowardly lot.
Yes, they are.
Let me ask you this, Crisco. What did you say before when we first started talking about like the Vikings making the playoffs? I haven't watched a game. That's the key to success.
I never denied that I wasn't superstitious.
Oh, okay. I thought you were downing everybody else.
No, I'm saying football fans
are... He knows he's part of that.
Yeah, okay, football fans are superstitious. I am absolutely superstitious.
I just wanted to keep you honest.
Oh, totally. What, are you kidding?
Me and my buddies, we'll watch the Bengals game. I'm not joking. There was this kid, Kyle, that used to watch the game with us. That seat has still not been filled. It's between me and Ed. Mm-hmm. So... We can move closer. Someone else can sit there. If someone else comes, they have to sit on the floor. That's Kyle's seat. No one replaces him.
Do you always get like the same pizza order from the same place? You call at the same time every Sunday?
Meat and cheese.
Uh-huh.
With crackers.
There you go.
And it's only Pepsi. One time, because we've been watching for years, we always go back to my friend's mom's house.
Okay.
She's always like, come on over. We're like, okay. And she got Coke one time and we looked at her. We're like, she goes, I have some Pepsi down at the basement. Nah.
So what happens in that moment? Like, do you do a controlled burn and then just start over?
Well, you basically, I mean, it's a seance. No.
You have to burn the house down and then, like, salt the ground that it stood on.
Yeah, we go, who day? Everything's okay again.
Maybe she was hoping they would clean the whole house to get rid of the taste of the Coke, and it didn't work.
Nah. No, we're also a very lazy bunch as well as superstitious. So yeah. No.
That could be said, too. I'll tell you what's funny, though, is like the number of people that you saw, the videos of Steelers fans freaking out and destroying their television sets.
What's
the one guy
stupid.
Got up and he tore his, like, it was like a 64-inch television off the wall and threw it out the window over the balcony. Like, dude, come on. That's like a multi-$1,000 piece of hardware.
Right?
There. You just threw thousands of dollars over the balcony because your favorite sports team did not do that good.
He has a balcony. I'm going to assume he has money.
No, it was like one of those apartment complex kind of things where you just have a balcony. Yeah,
gotcha.
No. The dude ain't living on no terrace.
Okay.
If he was one of those kinds of people, he would probably be at the game
this
because he
true.
Would have been able to afford tickets.
Yeah, and somebody like that, like those rich people, they always just throw out TVs after their TV show's over. It's like, well, new show, new TV.
See, like, I've gotten, like, upset during games. Like, I've thrown, like, you know, a pillow or, like, you know, the one time I have, like, a Vikings ring mm-hmm. that I wear. Like, I took that off and chucked it, you know, because I was upset. But I've never, like, got up and punched holes in the wall of my house or, you know, kicked my TV off the TV stand.
I've
gone out drunk drive and, you know, drive off the corner of a bridge or something.
I've taken off my
steal ducks from the park.
I've taken off my jersey and drove home in my undershirt because I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't wear the shirt and I didn't want to look at it, especially after the last Bengals playoff game. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When that fumble, 30 seconds of pain.
I mean, you've never destroyed property, though.
Oh, no.
Or tossed a TV. Like, that's a little bit of an overreaction.
I've thrown stuff, but it was like a hat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get upset. You get emotional. You get tied up, wrapped up in the moment. But then
Look at pretentious Mickey giving us that look. I know what you're thinking.
But I'm saying it's like...
Yes, what's wrong with you people?
You're going to wreck.
You people.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've thrown a pillow. Like I said, I've never destroyed property or, you know, flipped a table, dumped beer all over the place. Never
but even to
like
get
that
excited over a game, I don't get it.
What he didn't tell you is he threw that pillow at a baby. Poor kid.
Oh, no, the baby I just punted straight through the skylight. Are you kidding me?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Didn't know the world.
This is how it's done, Blair Walsh.
Ooh, you're still holding on. Still salty from that one.
Yeah. Where's he at now? Is he anywhere?
Oh, he's somewhere. I don't know. Under a bridge.
We can only hope.
Kicking a can.
Good for you. On today's episode, plenty to talk about. News update. We got that.
What do we got? Give me some.
Jeez. The Mega Millions winner will make you sick to your freaking stomach.
Oh, great. More salt to wounds.
That's right. Let's see. We've got a few tips from a dating expert that should help you find love just in time for Mickey's favorite holiday, Valentine's Day.
It is her favorite. Are we going to get a card this year? I'm not joking.
We've got a series of questions, I guess, about whether or not certain situations, certain things are okay to do at work.
We'll see what the majority thinks.
Yes. And we have some of the most profound, as previously teased, shower thoughts that'll really get you thinking.
Oh, yeah.
This comes courtesy of Reddit. So we also have amazing Reddit names to get to in the article as well.
That might be as good as what the subject is.
That in and of itself is enough of a tease. What was the one? Holly Papasaurus or something like that?
Holly Papasaurus. That's a legend.
And Where You At Desmondo is one of my all-time favorites.
We should make a Hall of Fame list on our website.
I just want to reach out to these people. Be like, who are you? Tell us your secrets.
If it was Where You At Desmondo, I'd just go, Where You At Desmondo?
Where did you ever find him?
Yeah.
All that, though, and more is on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
News update.
When there's too much news, we can't care too much, but just enough to give you a little taste of each one of these stories in rapid fire succession in what we call a news update. Let's get to it. Yeah, do it.
This is the best night of your life. This is the best night of your life.
Oh no.
I know this night is the same as many recent nights, but this one is very different because it's the best night of your life.
That is never, ever, ever been more poignant and also inappropriate.
Yeah.
Aziz Ansari, comedian, television star of the current show Master of None, is the latest to be accused of sexual harassment and assault. And or assault, I should say. This one was kind of a bigger deal because he's been such an outspoken defender of women's rights. And,
okay.
You know, he's been so against, like, this whole thing, and now it's coming out. Oh, hey! Hey, pal!
You're on that list, too.
Yeah, you're on the list, too. You're one of the perpetrators. So, not good news for him.
No.
Apparently, this involved a woman in September of last year. He met her at a party. They exchanged numbers. They went out on a date. They went back to his apartment.
Okay.
They began kissing, and I guess, like, he was making advances, and she was very obviously, apparent, at least according to her, allegedly not having it. He pressed the issue. She continued to say no, didn't, like, leave right away. Like, he was trying to grab her hand and move it while they were kissing toward areas of...
This is the best night yeah. of your life.
Areas of activity, let's call it. So, yeah, that was...
I feel like I read this story somewhere.
You probably did.
But the explanation to what was going on with the girl was that she didn't actually say anything and that he had to be a mind reader to figure out what was going on.
That was what he said, I think.
No, that's how she explained it.
Well, no,
it was from her explanation of what happened.
No, I'm pretty sure. I don't know how. Is that true? I don't think, because I saw the one article. The author of the article was trying to defend him.
No, this wasn't a defense. This was actually from what she said and just from what she said.
Yeah, well, because she was not having it, according to this article anyway from CNN. The next day, Aziz admitted he got a text from her saying that it may have seemed okay, but she was very uncomfortable and that she didn't appreciate anything that he did. So, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, if she is admitting, like, oh, no, he needed to be a mind reader to catch my cues, she wouldn't be complaining.
No. She didn't admit that. She said, I didn't say anything. I let it keep going. And then I finally said no. And when I said no, he stopped and we sat and we watched a movie on the couch.
Okay, then what's the issue then? Why is this a problem?
Because this is feminism.
Oh, that's Mickey.
I don't think my whole thing though is like if it's no big deal, then why is it being made into a big deal?
Money.
Like if she didn't if she's admitting, oh no, it was like I didn't want it, and then everything ended up being okay. Why did she then go to the media and say sexual harassment, sexual assault? I don't understand that if that's what happened.
Money. Right? Yeah. What's
money?
I mean, my whole thing is from what I heard about the incident, it didn't sound like really too out of the ordinary of stuff that you like
do on a normal date.
Well, people will do on a normal day or honestly, stuff that you see during PDAs. You know what I mean? I've seen worse when people perform public displays of affection.
Yeah.
The borderline that in some instances, it's like, okay. Like I don't know why this is like
it's a sexy subject too, so any media outlet's
gonna thing right now.
Yeah, you could easily pick up. Who was it? A famous musician said he doesn't like the Me Too thing because it's gonna turn into, hey, I just want to be a part of it, and a lot of innocent people are gonna get nailed with it.
Maybe I think this is what's happening.
Maybe that's kind of, I've got that vibe. Like this is like the part where it's like, okay, hey, are we really gonna nitpick this to death like this?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Hey, maybe y'all should just like learn to behave and respect each other, and maybe, you know, I don't know, give it 3 dates instead of the first one. Classic, you know, just classic. I don't know.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
I don't know.
We don't know.
I want to go to Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, call the ladies. Let's go to Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, grab your babies. We're going to Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A,
this is,
not babies. Hello, yeah. Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A.
Grab your babies, because that's what this woman did. A North Dakota woman is alleging that she was asked to leave a Chick-fil-A restaurant during their soft opening. Over the weekend, she was kicked out specifically for breastfeeding her child in the restaurant.
If she didn't cover herself up, I mean, I get it's something that happens, but you got to be respectful to other people because that's awkward.
It's a boob. Is it really that awkward?
For a teenager? Yeah, it's awkward.
I mean,
do you take teenagers to the Museum of Art?
This is one of these things, okay? And Mickey's playing devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this argument made a lot, you know, and it's, I've seen people say, oh, we should be past this point already. Like, look, like, there's a reason those areas of your body are covered up in public places. Like, if my package were hanging out.
Yeah, there would be a lot of trouble.
There'd probably be issues. And that's natural. That's on statues and things.
Right.
But I'm not allowed to walk around with that just out there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I get it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You can go to a nudist colony and you can totally do that.
That's different. You know what you're getting into.
Sure.
Not at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I can't go out in public just that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's... That's the noise I make too. So, yeah, I don't know. Like I've always felt like I've had like you know women in my family have breastfed. You know what I mean? Babies, yeah. Little cousins, and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it was always like a private thing. Like they never did it in front of people. They always like went into you know another room or something like that. If they knew they were going out somewhere, they would prepare. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ahead of time, so that you know they wouldn't have to like you know hey. Whip them out in public or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it definitely can be off-putting. You can sit there and say, you shouldn't have a problem with that. But that's just as bad as insisting that everybody should not do. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad on both sides. Maybe, you know, there should be compromise somewhere in the middle.
Listen, I get that you won't always have a bottle ready with your stuff juiced. Out
milk
milked out so no I mean juiced out of the but the thing is bring a towel cover it with a shirt don't just let it
you realize well, that the U.S. is like the only place that has this issue
I don't
that's great we're in the U.S.
I mean I don't know like how we don't know I don't know the situation like you know how displayed it was. But you also got to remember, too, the source, Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's the kind of thing, like, look to not that I pass judgment based on looks or anything, but to look at this girl, she's probably a member of hashtag the resistance, if I had to take a guess.
Oh.
And so, like, of course you go to Chick-fil-A because you know they're the religious hoity-toity, right. You know what I mean? Like, focus on the family kind of company.
Yeah.
You know, that's the place you're probably going to get the biggest bang for your buck with something like this. Why else would you be at the soft opening of a fast food restaurant?
Because food?
What? What? No. No.
Yes.
I want every hashtag Me Too thing to follow by hashtag
because food. Because food.
Yeah, because food.
Good God, man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's my answer for everything today. I okay. don't know. Well, a White House physician has come out and said Donald Trump
pulled out his breast to breastfeed.
Whoa. Swerve. Has a perfect cognitive test score. He is not insane, according to a White House physician.
If you have to get that checked, that's problem one.
People do insist these days that he's nuts, which, yeah, he is. You know, whether his cognitive test score is on point or not, the dude is not balanced. Okay, I think we can all admit that.
Yeah.
But people are calling out this doctor now for even saying that he has a positive, that he's cognitive, he's okay. Because apparently on this report, this doctor's report, which I thought, wasn't there doctor-patient confidentiality or whatever? How the heck are copies of this report floating around? Whatever. This guy alleges that Mr. Trump's weight, President Trump, is 239 pounds. And people are saying, well, that can't be. Look at him.
Ouch.
And people are saying, like, okay, he's, like, what, 6'2 or something like that?
6'3, because there's a meme that's out that says, Jay Cutler is 6'3, 233 pounds. Donald Trump is 6'3, 239 pounds. Boy, what a difference 6 pounds make.
Yeah, I've seen memes like that. People have compared him to, like, Kaepernick. Kaepernick is, like, 6'4 and, like, around the same weight.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why.
Do we go from cognitive memory to weight?
Well, no, people are saying that they're saying that the doctor is not credible because obviously he's lying about his weight, too. Therefore, he's probably also lying about the cognitive test score.
Okay.
What does the doctor have to gain from lying about these things?
Right.
What does he care? Does anybody? I don't know. I don't know.
We'll put up a picture of Murderer and Donald Trump because Murderer is the same weight and same height.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Proof positive that...
Then we're going to do it. We'll put the back-to-back.
All right, perfect. Let's make that happen.
Yes.
If you win those Mega Millions, you better run for your life. Oh, we're going to find you, and we're going to stab you, and we're going to shoot you, and we're going to shine you.
This happens to most lottery winners.
Yes, baby. Steal those big millions, baby. Steal those
probably
big
gonna,
millions, baby.
Probably... Probably going to happen to this kid, too. And I say kid because the winner of the Mega Millions jackpot, that massive, massive, what the heck, how much was it?
It was 400 and like...
$450 million. It was a 20-year-old from Florida.
Ugh.
I hate him so much. I hate him so, so much.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's like a picture floating around of him and his girlfriend at a hockey game. Or something like that, and I just want to punch him in his head and steal his cash.
Boom! This man!
Yeah!
Boom!
He said in a statement, "I'm only 20, but I hope to use the money to pursue a variety of passions." He's gonna buy a bunch of Tokyo Drift cars, isn't he? And he's just gonna soup up. He's gonna soup up every Honda Civic he can get his stupid 20-year-old hands on.
Yeah, he's pretend he's Vin D.
He's gonna buy a solid gold fidget spinner for everybody in his family. But he says, I hope to use it to pursue a variety of passions, help my family, and do some good for humanity. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Well,
random
I mean,
20-year-old.
I mean, you're sprucing the economy up if you're buying stuff, so I guess.
He said he wasn't really surprised when he realized he'd landed the jackpot. He had a feeling he would get lucky. I hate this guy.
I know.
Hate him. Is that bad? Maybe it is bad. I don't care. I want to strangle him. Go back to that song. I'm going to do all those things to you, sir. I will find you. You can't hide behind that LLC that you founded just to collect the winnings. I'll track you down.
If you win those
That's
mega
right.
millions,
here we go.
You better run for your life.
Oh, I'm going to find you. I'm going to stab you.
I'm going to shoot you and we'll tell you. But it was still your best.
Great song.
He took the. Did he take the lump sum? I think he did. He didn't take the 30-year annuity, so he's got $281 million to his name now.
I mean, call it jealousy because it is.
Sure,
it's jealousy. I don't care.
I'm mad. I'm very mad.
Yeah, yeah. At least that's one less stupid millennial punk who can't complain about his student loans.
This is true.
Yes.
Move on.
Company is kind of like a building.
Building.
Stocks are the bricks of the building.
Building.
Cause if you own a brick, you own part of it. Stocks are sold on the stock market.
Dig it.
It's a good explanation.
It is pretty good. The stock market is out of control right now.
Yes, yes it is.
It's ridiculous. So for the rest of us, if you invest in stocks, you're doing pretty good for yourself, more than likely. It only took 7 trading days. 7. For the Dow to go from 2,500, its highest ever, to 2,600. Yes, it rose an entire 1,000 points in just 7 days. This is unreal, and it's not good.
No.
Necessarily. No. I mean, this is a out-of-control bull market. It's definitely the signs, you know, precursor to a huge bubble that is going to pop, and this thing is going to crash and burn at some point or another.
I try to look at the good side. Bubbles are fun. And when they pop, it's like, ooh. So just keep that in your head.
The Dow has spiked more than 7,000 points, 40% since Trump took office.
Maybe I should start selling off some of my stocks now.
Yeah, maybe. Might be a good idea. Did you hear about Bitcoin, though? A lot of people talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Bitcoin recently dropped an entire 20% of its value almost overnight.
Good.
Not shocked.
Good. Do you know why? Because it's nothing.
That's a concern I've always had. And a lot of people I've seen go, oh, cryptocurrency, man, it's the future. But it's not based on anything. It has no intrinsic value. Its value is based entirely upon a couple people who decided it's worth something. I'm always... Yeah.
You know, I have a loose string on my shirt. This is now worth $50 million.
If you get enough people to agree with you, though, then yeah, it is. I mean, which like, I understand that's how the economy works. Like that's why
right.
even when money was backed by like gold and silver and like, you know, things that had actual value, the value of those things is only determined by people who are willing to pay money in order to acquire them.
Yeah, because there's no such thing as value.
Yeah, there's really no intrinsic value to gold either. It's just shiny and people like it. Therefore, they will go out of their way to try and get it, which gives it value because people determined it has value. But like a cryptocurrency, it's code in a computer. Like, yeah. Your computer can blue screen and you lose all of it. So I don't understand. Like, it's not like gold where at least, like, you could say, okay, I literally have this much of this thing. A cryptocurrency is exists in the ether. It doesn't even actually exist at all, really.
Just a bunch of hack.
Errors. I don't get it. Maybe,
come on. That was a good joke. Damn it.
I mean, I'll give you the golf clap. That's
thank
fine.
You, hackers.
I don't get it. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Have a field day.
Oh, great. Then now they're going to hack our email.
But realistically, at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
God, childhood memories right here.
Not anymore. Not after this.
No.
Childhood stolen away. A woman has plans to marry Tetris. Better get a prenup.
Yeah.
Is that with the Atari or?
I don't know.
Game Boy.
Game Boy.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
So is she marrying Game Boy? Because Tetris doesn't work without a system.
So does how many of the bricks does she get when they eventually get divorced? Mickey, you're talking about a woman who plans to marry Tetris after the breakdown of her relationship with a calculator called Pierre. So the calculator didn't work out.
Was Pierre related to me?
You don't seem like the calculating type, Mickey. Yeah.
She doesn't calculate a lot.
This girl wrote a song, though.
Oh, you want
to? Oh, God. Really? Like, yeah. It gets worse?
Oh, it gets a lot worse.
Because he's so cute and sexy. He's my sexy darling.
Well, she didn't really write a.
Oh, I thought it was
song.
A song.
Oh, there is.
You are my sunshine.
Ah.
My only sunshine.
Okay, you can turn it off now. Make it go away.
She loses.
I don't understand how these people.
I don't know.
She's 20 years old. Why couldn't she win the lottery? She could just buy the company that owns Tetris.
This is true.
Yeah.
Isn't this like an actual disease, though, where people like
crazy.
Love inanimate objects? No, there's an actual like name for it.
Stupidity.
No,
aside
no,
from that.
There is something. She has it where she falls in love with, I love lamp.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, I love lamp. That's what it is.
Yeah, I wish she'd fall in love with the ground off a bridge. I don't know. Next thing I do know about, though, so please, move on.
Case on a deep drop. Steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God.
Loose.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
It's basically my reaction.
It's going to be 48 and drizzly.
Unreal, man. And you know what? It's the first time Joe Buck hasn't ruined a great moment in the NFL.
You know, Joe Buck gets a lot of flack. I don't think he's that bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he did a great job not ruining it, though.
No, yeah, he called it as it. Well, that wasn't Joe Buck.
That wasn't. That was the Vikings radio team. But
if you
man,
couldn't tell.
That play, you know, you don't even need to be a Vikings fan like me to appreciate that play. That was spectacular. I think the first time they said ever in history that a division game has come down to the last play like that, where the game has been won on the last play of the game with, like, no time left in a division round.
The amount of time he had, a split second. He said he remembered, Diggs remembered in his head that no one was in front of him.
Because
he could have went out and they could have took a shot at a field goal. That's not a guarantee, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Blair Walsh.
Right, yeah, no, don't do that. I mean, even though Kai Forbath did a good job in that game. But, I mean, you can, and that's the thing, you can argue DeMarcus Williams missed the tackle, and he did, you know what I mean? Should have made that tackle, whatever. But you got to give it to Diggs, too, for having the wherewithal.
To know,
to be able to keep his feet in bounds, to catch himself, prevent himself from just falling over. I mean, that and
yeah, he was, like, balanced on the line. Like, when he took that turn, I'm like, is his foot out of bounds or not?
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
But, like, to keep himself in, and not only that, after positioning himself perfectly, getting in the air and catching the ball at the same time, you had to do all that in the span of, like, what, half a second?
Oh, that people don't give wide receivers enough credit in the sense that all that has to go in their head in a millisecond.
Sure.
You have to remember there's no one in front of you. You have to know how to catch it, turn, stay in bounds, all of that at once.
What an incredible moment, though. And I played for you guys before we came up here, the sideline cam.
Yeah, that was...
When the crowd erupted, it sounds like the mic just broke. It just sounds like static because it's just overwhelmingly loud.
There's a better reaction than that. You know the Red Zone Network?
Oh, I saw this! Yes!
Okay, I guess he wasn't on camera at the time. He didn't think he was on camera, but of course people record stuff and it leaks.
Yep.
And it ended up on the NFL Network. Scott Hansen, he saw the play and...
Get out! Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! Oh! He's me!
Yeah.
And then you see Everson Griffin just walking around like he just like freaking Moses coming down off the mountain in the Ten Commandments, like just like his eyes wide, just mouth agape, like I just saw the face of God.
Stephon Diggs, when Keenum went up to him, had a face like he didn't know what happened.
I love the post-game interview. The girl's like, well, what were you thinking? Can you describe the play? I don't even know what just happened. He's like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I love that even the Vikings mascot was in the tunnel. He was getting ready to go home. He was leaving. And then the touchdown gets scored, and you just see him running out like,
sorry.
Like, yeah!
I'm back!
I'm still here. I didn't miss anything, I promise.
And doesn't Sean Payton have egg on his face?
Dude, oh my God, do I want to punch him in his head? But I don't need to, because he already ate all of the karma you could possibly shovel into somebody's mouth.
Mickey, there's pictures online. He was mocking their skull clapping.
Okay.
Skull! Once the Saints took the lead, he was mocking some players.
At the end of the game, he was looking up in the crowd, and he was mocking the crowd doing the skull chant because he knew they were going to win the game.
They asked him about it in the press conference, too.
No, there's just a group of fans. It was good playoff fun.
You liar. You friggin'. He's a D-bag. He's the biggest D-bag in the league.
I liked him at one point, too.
He should have went down after the whole bounty thing.
Oh, yeah. And that was against the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. And admittedly, there's only one guy on the team who was there in 2009 for that game. But, I mean, even so, the franchise, the fans, we don't forget. This was just like...
Pepperidge Farm doesn't forget.
This was awesome. It was a great feeling, especially because it was the Saints and they suck. But it was also it was an amazing, amazing moment. It was awesome. Like I said, you don't even have to like the Vikings to just appreciate how awesome that moment was.
Who dat riding back to New Orleans?
What a great play. And you got to hand it to Case Keenum, too. Put that ball exactly where it needed to be.
He's the surprise star.
Career backup, who is suddenly poised to potentially take on Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Ah. Who would have thought?
What's with this season, man? I don't even know.
I love it.
It's weird, but I like it. I just hope the Patriots lose next week. That's all I got to say.
Hope.
God, I cannot stand another Patriots Super Bowl. Please don't happen. Please. Up next, some dating tips to get you a relationship in time for V-Day on A Freak Accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
I made a Valentine for you. The heart shape says I love you.
H-E-A-R-T.
I was just going to say, you just spelled heart with an I.
There's no I in team.
The heart shape says I love you.
There's no I in heart either, Lazy.
Heart.
Yeah.
No, that's like the noise that your heart makes when it breaks.
I almost went, the reason why I went H-E and I went right to the R.
It H-E-I-R-E-A. Hurt. Yeah.
Which is what a heart does.
In the Daily Mail, we have this article. An expert, a dating expert. How do you become that?
You're really bad at relationships.
I was going to say, you've got a lot of experience dating. Can't get one of those to stick.
Maybe you don't want it.
You notice it's a dating expert, not a relationship expert.
Exactly. Right. You move on to that. This is 101. You go to 102 next.
So perhaps this is not the best advice to take.
They're just looking for a date or fall in love by Valentine's Day.
Fair enough.
All right. So fall in love, not necessarily real love, just like get into a committed relationship before Valentine's Day.
Or just a date. Why can't it just be a date?
I don't know. You can find a date anywhere.
This is not true.
Do you really want
to... Grocery aisle.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
do
you
really
could.
Do you really want to blow Valentine's Day money, though, on a rando that you just picked up at the bar last night?
Well, if you're a hipster, it's an experience.
What?
It's true. Yeah, that's what they're always like. Oh, don't worry. It was a life experience.
Is that a thing now?
Oh, that's
it
always
has a thing.
Yeah.
I must be out of the loop with the whole life experience thing.
It's an adventure.
I'd rather experience life behind a comic book on my couch. Thank you very much. But anyway, this is what this dating expert has to say. This article is in the Daily Mail. The tip says, be a peacock.
So like, flash your feathers.
Strut around with some colorful feathers sticking out the back of your pants.
Just walk around going...
I mean, yeah, that's definitely... That's,
wave the fingers.
Jazz hands.
For sure, it's going to get you attention.
Yeah, that's all you need.
People will be watching.
And that's all you need are eyes.
Yeah, be a peacock. Let's see. Most people, it says this one is for your dating bios. Most people either use self-deprecating humor, just say how tall they are, or are honest but slightly boring. For example, I love traveling. Lazy, I got to give it to you, man. You had one of the best, like, tags. Like as you said, like, your tagline for your dating profile is one of the best probably I've ever heard of.
Mickey, it was, I am not a piece of meat.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That is great.
It is.
It's funny. It's like, I mean, it is like a statement of fact.
Maybe.
And it's kind of charming and witty and, you know, it's got everything. It really does have everything.
It's all. I will sell that to anybody else.
And incidentally, you said that's what Proofreader was drawn to, was that tag.
Yep.
What can I say, man? That was expertly done, sir.
I am an expert dater.
I was going to say, you should take his advice. He managed to pull this crap off, and he's getting married to this girl now.
Clog toilets once a week. Take him down. Take the notes.
So this says, it doesn't really scream I'm a super cool person who's really open to finding a relationship on here. It does sound a bit keen. Big yourself up and peacock like crazy is the advice that they're giving. And again, this is if you want to like get the most, I guess, instant bang heading into Valentine's Day. Like you want to
totally taken the wrong way.
Bad choice of words. Yep. Very poor choice of words. Fine, but like, and you're looking to make a big impact, make a big impression heading into Valentine's Day. You've only got 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead. Why not just completely shoot for the moon? And if you miss, you land amongst the stars, or you just drift eternally into the void of space because it's huge and there's not a lot of, solid mass out there.
But it's an experience.
It says, pay the person that you're courting compliments. Let your guard down. Let them know you like them.
Yeah, that's another thing. People for years have been trying to say, what you do is you play it cool. Like, you're not into them. There's been dating experts that say, what you do is when you want to approach a girl at the bar, you approach her friend and show that you're not interested in her, so then she becomes interested in you.
You let her come to you, man.
Yeah, the jealousy ticket doesn't really work in the long run. Well, I mean, if you just want a date and a temporary couple of dates and then no relationship, yeah, that'll work.
Or just the whole, feign not being interested. You know what that's going to lead her to think? He's not interested.
Correct.
I don't care. I'll find a guy who is. Backfired.
Yeah, Mickey's right here. She's a girl. She's telling you.
See, yes. Let them know you like them, is what this is saying. But also, you got to wonder, though, like, 6 weeks. How are you sure how much you like somebody in that short amount of time? Unless it's somebody that you've known for a while.
But it's dating. It's not a relationship.
Okay.
It's how you learn about people.
This article specifically says fall in love.
Well, then the writer is an idiot.
Fine. Take it up with Natalie Corner for Mail Online. That can't be your full day.
That's it. She's the, she has a great Reddit name.
How to get them to fall in love before Valentine's Day. Introduce them to your family.
No.
Is a way to sink the hook, no. They're saying?
No, not that early. That is called pressure.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the first time we're going out on a date. By the way, here's mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandpa's over there. Festering in the back.
Okay, it says wine and dine them. It can be easy to forget about courting your partner in the early months of the year, but it says to, you know, go out of your way to take them out.
Well,
show
yeah,
them around.
That's a good
talk
idea.
Talk to them. Get to know them.
That's a good idea.
Actually do things with
again,
them.
Again, dating.
Right.
But people have...
All right,
dating,
Mickey,
dating has turned to Netflix and chill.
Which it shouldn't be.
The next point is says to start a Netflix series together.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
Oh, well, that
is a good way to get somebody invested in spending time with you, though. Like, once you start binging, you can't stop.
How are you spending time with somebody? You're sitting on the couch watching a movie. You're not having any sort of a conversation.
You can agree to write an essay about what you've learned from the show after each episode.
Yeah, okay.
Or if they're a hipster, it's a blog.
Yeah, right. Okay, Mickey, fine. You give your advice, since you're the expert.
Go out to eat, go on a date, have a conversation, keep your cell phones in your damn pockets.
That's actually great advice.
That is really good. But the Netflix series, it's kind of like...
No.
They're saying talk before and everything like that. That's sharing an interest.
If you want to talk about the Netflix series that you have watched prior, that's okay. You're having a conversation.
Did she almost say Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Mickey, here's a Netflix. There you go.
Yeah, no, don't flick your partner in the neck. Okay?
That Unless might she's just, into it.
That might just annoy them.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I can, I mean, that's, I don't know.
I don't know. It's a theme of today's show.
You're married. This one's getting married. I'm in a relationship, so none of us are really good at the whole dating advice anymore.
Hello Nurse and I enjoy watching things together and talking about them.
My point, you're married.
Well, yeah, but you and Murderer, well, yeah, you don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Right.
But you still talk, you still probably talk with him about things he's watched, though,
sure.
I'd imagine, right? So, see, it leads to something.
Well, we also, like, and I can, maybe this works, you're watching a show, you pause it and go, wow, that was really neat. You continue it. It's almost like Mystery Science Theater. You're kind of commentating on the episodes.
That would annoy the crap out of me.
You don't watch TV. How would you know?
If something stopped in the middle for somebody to talk to me, I'd punch him in the face.
Well, the fist was mentioned. She actually showed it to me. I'd punch him in the face.
That's all this article really says. I thought it would have had much more, like, interesting, insightful things. It kind of doesn't,
It's
though.
Basic.
Yeah, basic information. Hey, find somebody you like. Tell them you like them. Treat them nicely. Oh.
You think that's weird, but...
And if you're terrified of them and you can't ask them out on a date verbally, send them a cute little note.
That would actually work. There's a great way to get a girl. You know, back in the day, you'd check yes or no. If you did that to a girl now, it's so, like, out of, like, your age range, that might be creative enough to work.
It's a very hipster thing to do.
It's an experience, as Mickey does.
It's a five-year-old thing to do. It's what you used to do in class.
Yeah. It might be just dumb enough to come off as cute.
What I did, our first Valentine's Day, I got her, like, one of those little kid cards that had, like, Charlie Brown on it. I choose you. And then just gave it a choo-choo train on it or something.
The Simpsons card.
Yeah. Or one time, my favorite one. I'm sorry, we're getting into the Valentine's Day thing. I got her one of those huge cards, like, massive. And I just put Love Lazy in the smallest print possible.
Hey, if you take any of this advice, though, and it works out for you, email us and tell us about your success story, freaks@afreakaccent.com. I'd love to hear if any of this crap is actually worth listening to. Up next, are these things... Oh, my God.
No.
Sorry.
Lazy E's jumping the gun. We're going to go to work and see if certain things that happened there are okay on a freak accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to a freak accident.
Oh,
That was the whole segment. We teased you at the beginning of the song, and here's the rest.
We could work from home. Oh, it's ended. Yeah,
no.
Dang
no.
it.
I like your version.
Oh, thanks. Mickey doesn't.
No, I do not.
Mickey doesn't like many things, though, so can't use that as a gauge of how good something is.
TVs, movies, outside.
Life.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof.
Well. Dark.
Yeah, who's the morbid one now?
You. Crisco, it's still you.
You're right. BuzzFeed has an article here. It's like a quiz. Is it okay to take... that's the first question. Sorry.
Woohoo!
Are these things okay to do at work or nah?
Like, nah?
Or nah. Yeah.
Nah, man.
Nah. Okay. Number one, is it okay to take your shoes off at your desk?
No.
Yeah, Mickey.
Dear God.
Me and Mickey share the same brain.
I did it in the studio often.
That's fine. You were by yourself.
Right.
Office, they're talking about public territory.
Like, what if
But you gotta, like, share the studio. So, like, when you go in, his stinky feet stunk up the room.
Oh, that the fart chair in there? That was in there?
Yeah, that was the bigger problem. You had to worry about that.
Yeah,
Definitely weren't worried about the foot smell coming in the studio after me.
No. I went in there. It was like a death chamber.
So, what if you're, like, a girl and you have, like, just, like, slip-on shoes, though? Like, just, like, sliding your feet out of them? That's not cool?
No.
All right, fine. I'll say no. I'm outvoted on this. 56% say, yeah, sure, it's okay sometimes. So, ha.
I'm sorry, we didn't say no. We said nah.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay.
How many? Yeah, 56%. Wow. Yeah.
Is it cool to make personal phone calls in public workspaces?
No.
Hmm.
Well, what do you define, like, public workspaces? Like, at your desk where people can hear you?
That's what,
like,
they mean.
Where I work, there's, like, little conference areas, like, around the floor that you can go in and close the door.
Right.
And, like, get, like, a minute or two of privacy.
My guess, they, like, mean public. They mean you're around people, they can hear you.
Yeah. So I'd say no in that
sense. Yeah, I would
say
definitely no. I would say that's true of any place.
Sure.
I don't want to hear that crap at the supermarket either.
Right.
So, okay, no, that should be handled in private. 51% say no.
Okay.
So they agree with us.
So it's a 50-50 shot almost.
51-49% say it's okay, but the slim majority says, and this is based upon, like, everybody who has taken this quiz, too. So 51% say no. Keep it to yourself. Can people... Okay, can people keep text and other noise alerts on during the workday?
No.
No. Your phone should be silent.
Crisco, you and I worked with someone like that.
Oh, dude, no. Oh, no.
Ba-da-loop. Ba-da-loop.
No. It was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah, that's every couple of seconds.
I would have taken their phone and I would have hid it somewhere.
The best was we got the sound effect and we just started hitting it randomly during the day. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, when she wasn't there, Brent was just playing it out of his office just to keep the ambiance of the normal office going.
The first time he did that, I almost threw something because I thought it was her. I was like, oh!
Yeah, I would definitely say, I mean, granted, there's a lot of, like, emails and things that come in through your phone throughout the day, whatever, which is why it should be off, because that can be incredibly distracting and rude. So, we all agree with no.
Correct.
75% no. Good.
Great.
Vast majority agree.
Especially because personal phone calls don't happen as much as text messages.
Right.
Is it bad to put your feet up on your desk?
Depending on where you work.
I guess.
You know, like, if you're in an office,
if you have customers coming in that are going to view you, I'd say no. But if you're in a cubicle area where it's just you and your coworkers.
Yeah, whatever.
Eh.
Yeah, who kind
so
of
So how do we answer that?
Well, like, okay, Lazy E, you and I shared the office back at the radio studios. I put my feet up on the desk. Do you care?
Oh, I was so mad. No, I wasn't. Right.
Okay, so we're going to say no then. Right?
No, sounds good.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, is it bad? So we're going to say no, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Nah.
No. Actually, 82% say yeah.
There could be, those could be the people that work in a very, you know,
and again,
customer service
type
of area.
We're dealing with nuance here. You know, we're talking about, oh, well, you know, in a place where customers would come in and see it, no,
right.
But, like, in an office environment, who cares?
If you work, like, with stocks and stuff like that, where you're supposed to look like a buttoned up, you know, like suit and tie type of thing.
Again, customers see you when you work with stocks.
Well, no. I'm talking about even if you just work with that, but you're in like a suit and tie, very professional.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Is it ever okay to eat some of your coworkers' food that's in the office fridge?
Absolutely not!
Well, you leave my tacos alone!
Well, I mean...
Don't you touch my burrito! Stay away from my macaroni and cheese! I will break your neck!
I mean, I've done it. I've done it before when I worked overnights.
Oh, well.
I didn't have food.
If somebody left something there overnight, though.
And it was nothing really big. It would be like someone left a bunch of grapes. I would take two grapes.
Yeah. And still, though, why are you leaving it overnight? Like, middle of the day, that's somebody's lunch and you ate their sandwich.
Best story
of that.
You're
dying.
Best story of that. Really quick. You know, Phil. He was our engineer.
Oh, my God.
Basically, he walked. You saw in your water. He was walking. It was like Jurassic Park.
the tremors, the impact tremors.
Okay, got
now,
it.
The one guy we worked with, Marino, he was in his studio. He was eating a sandwich. You don't eat in the studio. So
right.
He went out to the table, just happened to be the community table, left his sandwich there, went into the studio for literally 15 seconds. Half of it was gone. Phil walked by and he goes, community table.
Yeah, the community table, which just so happened to also be the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Yeah, granted, when you wanted to get rid of stuff, you would leave it there. But
it also said eat.
If you were trying to get rid of food, it would say help yourself. There'd be a piece of paper there or something. When you see a wrapped sandwich, freshly purchased, sitting on the table, keep your scumbag hands off of it, Phil. Are you listening to this, Phil?
No, he is not.
He's probably dead by now,
no,
right?
He isn't. I actually spoke to him recently.
How?
So, I'll explain it later.
No, I mean, how is he not dead?
Oh, that's an anomaly.
Ask Slim. Slim will never understand how that man keeps ticking, considering the way he treats his body. Oh. Okay, so no, not okay to eat the food. 97% say absolutely not okay. 3%, you people are monsters, and I will kill you if I find you. What about borrowing office supplies and storing them at your house? Is that okay?
No.
So in other words, I'm saying, like, you know, if there's like a storage closet, you grab a stack of sticky notes, you take a pen home, maybe like, you know, I don't know, a couple sheets of paper, a notebook or something like that, pencils.
If you have to do work at home, I would say it's okay. But if you're just taking it home for your own personal use, no way.
Yeah, because you're stealing.
Right.
Sure.
So, no, that's not okay.
I have done it, though.
Oh,
I'm not saying it's okay. I've done it. It ain't okay, but it has happened.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell a lie. It's happened a lot. But okay. Company car, no.
54% no. So 46% think it's okay.
Yeah, because they're terrible people.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things like, yeah, it's stealing, but like a stack of sticky notes, you know what I mean? Every once in a great while, I think it's like, you can turn the other cheek. It's not like I'm stealing money or anything like that.
Well, you are.
Yes,
in
you
a
are.
Certain sense, yeah.
But if everybody did that.
Yeah, it adds up really fast.
Give me a raise so I can afford my own sticky notes and we won't have to worry about it. Should you play music and or videos without headphones in? I think that's fine as long as it's at a reasonable volume.
Depending on where you work.
Right.
If you're in an area that lets you watch them, as long as it's at a
reasonable volume.
Like when you're in school, 6-inch voices, 6-inch volume.
And as long as I would say it isn't like all day, maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you're doing that all day, you're not working.
Yeah. I was going to say, why are you even allowed to watch said videos at work?
It happens some places. I've seen it happen. So what are we saying? Is it okay? Disruptive?
Well, it even says, I think it's usually okay.
Okay, so that's fine. We'll go with that one then. 94% say no, that's disruptive. Wow.
They go with Mickey.
Because
Mickey was not on board with us.
I don't know. I think like if somebody has a radio, you know what I mean, and it's at a reasonable volume and they want to play it, you know, without plugging in headphones, I think that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, so like a radio, right, you got music that's playing a little bit, you can still hear your coworkers, what's going on, whatever. But like if you're physically watching a video, like what are you getting done at work?
Yeah.
Watching good YouTube videos.
Farting in the office.
No.
Okay or not okay?
It's not okay.
happens constantly.
Not okay, though.
Not okay, but I'm sorry, everybody who sits around me. I am so sorry. But that chili was too dang good. I wasn't passing it up. 66% say no, it's not acceptable.
Technically, you were passing it up eventually.
Is it okay? Is it okay to bring in pungent food like tuna fish for lunch? So food that stinks.
I do it all the time.
As long as it's not absorbing the office.
Okay. So it's usually your lunch, eat whatever you want?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. 63% say keep it at home.
Well, you know
don't
what?
Don't bring it.
Buy a enclosed kitchen area.
Buy a nose clip. How about that?
Buy me lunch.
Or just buy like Febreze.
Or
spray it after.
Buy some of your own freaking business and leave me alone. It's fine. Is it fine to do a little grooming, like clipping your nails?
No.
No.
No. No.
Absolutely
no, no,
not.
Not even.
Right.
Absolutely not. 93% agree.
Thank God.
Is it absolutely necessary to wash your hands after using the office bathroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Dude, so many people at the radio station didn't.
I know. And it's so simple. We're not asking for a 5-minute process. Soap. Water.
Done. Yeah. That's it. That's the end of the test. I think we pretty much were mostly in line with people for most of those things. If you feel differently or you've got another idea about how things should work, freaks@freakaccident.com. Tell us why we're wrong, and I'll tell you to suck it. Up next!
More thoughts!
We've got shower thoughts on a freak accident.
But it's totally okay if they listen to our podcast at work.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, please.
Blast it.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit a freakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
All right, so this is from the Shower Thoughts subreddit on Reddit.
These are like little epiphanies.
I'm not sure if I was aware that such a subreddit existed.
We're in it now.
We are. These were compiled by the Huffington Post, but these were some of this author anyway, Lee Moron, or Moran. 25 of his favorite shower thoughts posts from the last week. So just random thoughts you have while you're, you know, scrubbing on down, and it's just you and the soap and the water and your thoughts alone.
I've used this line before on the show, but things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, okay. The best liar you know is not the best liar you know.
Right?
Ooh.
That's from, because we got to do names. Although this one isn't that great. George Bush 135. He spelled George wrong.
That makes it great.
Yeah, it does. I'm only going to call out the names that are actually good, though. Google Translate is like a person who knows many languages but is not good at any of them.
Very true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Realization.
It does get things very wrong, but I've actually seen people point out Bing Translate is way worse.
Who goes to Bing still?
I don't know, dude. The people who are forced to use Internet Explorer by their jobs, I don't know. Cars should have sorry lights you can activate when you do something stupid. Although nobody I've ever seen would use them.
But that's genius, though.
It is.
Sorry.
I wish that cars had, like, lights that, because there are parking lights on a car, but they don't, like, they're not noticeable, and they kind of just are nondescript. It's just like the lights on the yellow lights that would normally flash for your turn signals on the front. Yeah. I wish there was actually some kind of signal on the car to indicate you're slowing down to parallel park, especially on a busy street.
That's what a blinker is for.
Yeah, but they never listen to those things. No, people always ride right up on you. It's like, I'm trying to back into this spot, and dude, like, you're within 15 inches of my back bumper. Mm-hmm. You've seen I got the turn signal on. I don't know. But that's
next,
all right.
Next shower thought.
Nowadays, it's almost rude to ask a question instead of Googling it first.
That's completely true.
Yeah. That was from Apathetic Saiyan.
Well, then I'm super rude.
Well, we knew that.
You always ask questions?
Always.
Do you ever Google something, or do you just blurt it out? Like, who knows the answer to this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, world Google, who can tell me the answer to this question?
And then when nobody can give me an answer, then I go, I guess I gotta go ask Google.
You
just scream at the computer. How did it do that?
A slim chance and a fat chance are the same thing. Stop fat shaming.
Oh my God.
I had a great line the other day on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
It said, it's not fat shaming, it's thin-spiring. That's my
next.
Shower thought.
Go to the next.
Language is just agreed upon gibberish.
Yes.
I never thought of it that way. I guess it is. These words really wouldn't have any meaning to anybody who doesn't understand language.
Don't go down that rabbit hole, because if you start doing that, the words you're saying aren't going to make sense, and then you're going to start being like,
now that's
what?
Just ridiculous. I can't have quite some of my because no head.
Exactly.
One thing I'm into with yeah, but this thing with that. I did that pretty good, actually.
I wonder if we play that backwards if it's going to
if it says something.
John is dead.
Invest in Bitcoin.
That's amazing.
The fact that Google autocomplete our searches leaves in evidence of how unoriginal our problems really are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was from Kaliman.
Kaliman!
Pulled hamstrings sound delicious if you don't know what they are.
I don't care. That's from Where Are You, Desmondo?
Maybe the first person to get a wish wished that magic didn't exist.
Oh! Oh! Oh my god!
Mind blown.
Oh. That's deep. That's really deep.
Fanta may have missed a trick in failing to create lollipops and calling them Fanta sticks.
I like that. Not as thought provoking, but.
In Toy Story, if a toy died, the kid would have no idea they are playing with the corpse of other toys' friends.
Ooh! That got dark quick.
Since the more expensive brooms provide such a huge advantage to the players, Quidditch is basically a pay-to-win game. It's a Harry Potter thing.
Okay, I didn't get it.
Lazy E doesn't care. That was from Yuzi Monkey, though.
Yuzi Monkey. I love it.
There should be a font for sarcasm.
No.
Okay. Spoilers, it's anything Mickey ever types. There's your font.
Yeah, if it says Mickey, it's sarcasm.
This is funny. As someone who plays golf, the object of golf is to play the least amount of golf.
Yeah.
Is to get through each hole as quickly as possible, in as few shots as possible.
Oh my god. So your goal is to finish before you hate it.
Yeah, right. Self-driving cars won't be ready until 2030 because that is when Alexa will be old enough to drive. That's a not
That's
funny
stupid.
Joke.
No, that wasn't thought-provoking.
Sleeping is just the free trial of being dead. It's getting harder and harder to tell which headlines are coming from The Onion. That's true.
That's very true.
Our hands have fingertips, but our toes don't have tiptoes. However, we can tiptoe. We don't have toe tips, though. That's true. Like, we never call them
It took
that.
Me a little bit to put that all together in
my
head.
Yeah,
but it does make sense.
Yeah. Imagine how awkward sexting would be if we still had switchboard operators.
It'd just be a threesome.
It's a party.
We turn alarms on to make them go off. Fair enough.
See?
Okay.
Snipers and surgeons need steady hands for the opposite reasons.
True. Yeah, one to keep alive, one to kill.
Thanks to Gwen Stefani, a lot of people will always remember how to spell banana. To be honest with you, I really could never get a grasp on it until that song came along.
I know. You're always like, is there two N's here? What's going
that
on?
That was from Sir Waddles a lot.
Oh, Sir Waddles.
Home is where you don't wipe the toilet seat before sitting down. True.
Very true.
That was some dude in K. A sign that says sign not in use is a sign that is in use. Surely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the construction signs. Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one here on the list from Hoory is the first one. If you make a mess of something and you say you've butchered it, that's pretty insulting to butchers. Their job is to cut the meat cleanly and neatly. That's true.
You know what's another one? They say, you know, they're going off like the Banshees. What'd the Banshees ever do? You know, they're acting like Banshees. I feel bad for the Banshees.
Not follow the edicts of the Holy Father. I don't know what a Banshee's done.
I know. Poor Banshees. If you're a Banshee, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com, please.
Those are some good things to think about, though. We should do a segment like this more often, I think. Random shower thoughts.
Okay, it happens weekly with this guy.
Perfect. Thanks, Lee, moron. We'll be checking back in with you soon. And that does it for this episode of A Freak Accident. Thank you so much for listening. I don't know if this gained you anything.
It gained you an hour.
It lost you an hour.
But
hour plus. We've been doing this for more than an hour.
It gained them an hour. An hour of entertainment.
Okay, he winked at me.
I saw.
I don't know what that...
You want to wink at you, too? I can do both.
It's kind of creepy.
I can blink at both
of
you.
Oh, please don't.
Now he's blinking.
That's winking with both. Closing your eyes is just blinking for a long time. Shower thought.
No, you're not in the shower.
Send us your shower thoughts. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Right,
no, don't. Right. Let's get out of here quickly. Head to afreakaccident.com, click connect. You can find links to all of our social media pages. Come say hi and interact with us. We'd love to meet you and become friends with you. Click on podcast@afreakaccident.com. Find the archive of every show we've ever done, because it's not always posted on those places where you can download the show. By the way, you can download our show in a variety of places. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, any podcast app you can download. Google Play Music, we're there. We are also on iTunes. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're finding us. It will automatically be delivered to you each and every week. And you can also leave us a good review, especially on iTunes. That helps huge to help us get noticed, which is always something that we'd like to do. Did I mention everything? Oh, freaks@afreakaccident.com is the mailing, is the email.
Or we just walk around with jazz hands or peacock feathers.
There you go. We'll stick some colorful feathers down our pants and see what happens. Next week, we'll be back with another brand new episode. How to make your dating profile work a little better in the new year. So we're rolling on that dating theme. We're trying to get you something going on in time for Valentine's Day.
We're trying to help.
You need it. I don't want to see that sad crap on my Facebook, okay? So we're going to find love for you people. Don't you worry. That'll be next week on A Freak Accident, plus plenty more shenanigans as well. So thank you for being here. We'll be back soon for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you...
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.